With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That heart inflammation story is concerning. Now, my understanding is it's not affecting a ton of people, that it's just affecting a very small number of, because there's a lot of people between the ages of 12 and 17 who have received the vaccination. And I believe it's only like a few hundred, maybe less than that, that have had this problem. But it's enough that statistically it is significant, and there is concern that there might be an issue with it. So it does give you cause to think about it, because anytime you're dealing with something like that, you've always got to wonder what the situation is. And joining us now from Fox News is Eben Brown. Eben, welcome to Alabama's Morning News.
Good morning.
Eben, I was just talking, we just heard Leah Brandon in our local newscast mention the myocarditis. Tell us a little bit more about what the CDC is now saying.
So the CDC is going to have a meeting later this week about this, because there are a number of cases, in the hundreds anyway, of young men, teenagers, who after getting vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine, have gotten sick in their heart. That there is inflammation of the heart called myocarditis. It leads to shortness of breath and chest pain and the like, and it's obviously quite alarming for anyone, but certainly a teenage boy who was otherwise heart healthy before before getting the vaccine is now having heart problems that come on very quickly. That's obviously a scary thing. So the CDC will be reviewing a lot of this data from these cases, and they might decide to recommend that either the Pfizer vaccine not be given to these teenagers or something else. So we'll have to see what the CDC says later this week.
Now, Eben, you said a teenage boy, but is it boys and girls too, or just boys that are affected?
I think it is mostly males, but there may be some cases of females as well.
Because, and I'm just wondering, anytime you're dealing with the heart, it's obviously very concerning because the heart's pretty important for life. But at the same time, there's been no fatalities reported, right? Just some inflammation, and then they've all recovered.
You know, I have heard inflammation only, and the cases have ranged from mild to more severe. Going through some Twitter feeds, I see some people complaining about it, or not complaining, but saying that their teenage child had an actual heart attack. Whether or not that's fully connected to the vaccine, we don't know. This has to be studied. But obviously it's alarming, and certainly, you know, to put things in perspective, a few months ago, there was concern that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was causing blood clots in the brain, and that caused CDC and FDA to put a hold immediately on the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine until they could investigate further. It took them about 10 days or so, and then they decided that what was happening was so infrequent that it didn't require pulling the actual vaccine off the shelves. So something like that could be determined here. I don't know, but we really have to wait for this CDC board to take a look at this and make at least some preliminary decision.
Eben, I think that's the thing, is there's so many people who are getting these vaccinations, and there's going to be some side effects reported. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad vaccination or that it's not worth at least considering weighing all the options. Eben Brown from Fox News, thank you so much for joining me today on Alabama's Morning News.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.